more COVID-19 testing is going to be available this month in the largest city in western Massachusetts as new challenges emerge to keeping the virus in check. Originally scheduled to end this week, a free testing program for people with or without symptoms of COVID-19 will continue through at least the end of this month in Springfield. Since the testing initiative, dubbed Stop the Spread, launched in Springfield last month, 2,567 people have been tested, according to Helen Colton Harris, the city's Commissioner of Health and Human Services.
The response has been excellent.
When Governor Charlie Baker announced the program in July, the closest testing site to Springfield was about 90 miles away. Following complaints from local officials, the state expanded the free testing to more locations, including Springfield, Agawam, and Holyoke in western Massachusetts. The end date for the program has twice been extended.
But remember, Stop the Spread is not just for Springfield residents. You can set up or stand up a site, and anyone across the Western region or the Commonwealth can come to the Stop the Spread initiative event.
Springfield's positive test rate is 3.2%. The rate for the state as a whole is 0.09%. Colton Harris said clusters of COVID-19 cases are still being tracked in the city.
We know that there are zip codes where there are higher prevalence rates, and so we're working with our community-based organization partners as well as others in the community to do outreach to those individuals in those zip codes.
The number of new daily confirmed COVID-19 cases in Springfield has held in the single digits for 3 weeks. There has not been a new fatality attributed to the virus in the city in 2 weeks. Now with summer ending, people spending more time indoors, and college students back on campus, the work to keep the number of cases low is entering a new phase.
And so it is again important that we stay vigilant. Once again, we are heading into a very difficult season.
At his weekly COVID-19 briefing, Mayor Dominic Sarno implored people to continue to follow the public health guidance about social distancing, wearing face coverings, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick.
And I've said it from the beginning, I don't want to take one step forward and end up taking two steps back.
While states outside the Northeast saw a surge in cases this summer, Massachusetts, with the exception of a bump in late July, has seen a slow decline. On Memorial Day, the state's positive COVID-19 test rate was 9%. There were about 2,000 people hospitalized with the disease back then. Hospitalizations are now down to just over 300, according to Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield.
And here in Massachusetts, I think that we've shown ourselves, and we've shown the entire country, that in large part it is possible to reopen safely.
Massachusetts remains in the first half of the third phase of its four-part reopening plan, with large gatherings still banned and bars and nightclubs closed. Next week, about 70% of the public schools in the state will bring students and teachers back into classrooms at least part-time. The Springfield Public Schools will have remote-only instruction through at least early November. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.